Welcome to the CCFR Radio Podcast, your source for news, updates, and stories from the CCFR.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 50. That's 50 of the CCFR Radio Podcast. I'm your host, Rod Giltacka. Thanks for joining me again. So, episode 50, whoever would have thought that we would have gotten this far, but onwards and upwards. Today on the podcast, I'm going to try to make it relatively quick. I'm going to give you guys a CCFR update, let you know about some of the stuff that's going on and some of the stuff that's coming up, and also give you kind of a little bit of a view to what next year is going to look like, and we'll talk about Parliament a little bit and some dates associated with that. All right, all that and more right after this.
Wolverine Supply is your one-stop shop for anything and everything firearms, optics, ammunition, accessories, and archery. Exclusive Canadian distributor for the industry's top-tier brands and manufacturers, with access to some of the most sought-after products in the country. Our online store provides convenient shopping and full access to our entire inventory 24/7. For 30 years, Wolverine Supplies has been an industry leader in the firearms community and continuously strives to provide an unbeatable customer experience. Check us out online at wolverinesupplies.com and to sign up to our newsletter, that's wolverinesupplies.com.
Hey everybody, we're back. So real quick, I've got a cold developing, so forgive my voice. It'll be a little crackly. It's actually been plaguing me since I got back from the Integrity Tour, right? That's a long time, but I've been forcing it back with vitamin C and zinc throat spray and all the rest of that stuff because I had so much to do, but now it's coming back and it's going to get me anyway. So we will struggle through together. Okay, a couple of things I wanted to announce, which are, all right, so 2 months from now, only 2 months away is Season 2 of the CCFR's Canada Downrange. So I'm sure you guys are aware of that if you're following along. But in the first week or two of January, we will be premiering our Season 2 of our television show. So very exciting. I think you guys are going to like this one. It's going to be even better than the first season. And that's not anyone's... I'm not saying that first season's bad or it's anyone's fault. I'm saying simply the longer you do something, the better you get at it, or at least you better be. I guess that doesn't apply for all people and or governments. But nonetheless, something you probably didn't know was that we are 5 months away from season one premiering online. So a lot of people asked for this when we did season one. They said, oh, I don't have cable in my area, or, oh, I don't subscribe to these channels or what have you, or money's tight or whatever, when will it be available online for free? Well, season one will be available online for free sometime in or at the end of March 2020. So that was a deal that we had with WOW TV. So you can look for that on the CCFR channel, or I may start a new channel for that. We'll have to see. I'm gonna think that one through first, and then we'll also mirror it on another service. So probably BitChute. So that's BIT. CHUTE. If you haven't heard of it, it's a it's an unregulated video hosting service, and it's powered by BitTorrent technology. So there's no censorship on there like there is on YouTube, and YouTube's getting worse. So I'm waiting for YouTube to shut us down at any time. On December the 10th, there's a new user license for YouTube, and basically they're saying, you know what, in the name of protecting children, we can shut your channel down, delete any videos, demonetize you, do whatever we want to you without explanation or review at our discretion. So I don't know. I'm not even going to jump down that rabbit hole, because that rabbit hole gets really deep. But nonetheless, we're just going to keep going and keep being honest and keep just uploading truthful information and for as long as this party lasts. But at the same time, we're going to mirror the CCFR channel. It's a lot of work to do that, but anyway, I'm trying to do it a little bit at a time, mirror it over on BitChute. So if you go to BitChute and you search for CCFR, you probably find the channel, and you can subscribe to it there as well. So now, something else you didn't know. We will be uploading episodes from season two, which hasn't even premiered online as well. So that's big news for a lot of people. So how it works with Sportsman Channel Canada, which is where season two is going to be shown, it'll be shown nationwide. But how it works there is we can upload for free an episode to our YouTube channel 180 days past the premiere. So let's say the season, you know, premiere episode happens in the second week of January. Well, the second week in June of 2020, we can upload that to our YouTube channel so you can see it for free. So that's very exciting. So you're not going to, if you don't have Sportsman Channel or you don't have cable or whatever, you're not going to see it first. You're not going to even see it the first 6 months, but eventually you will be able to see it on the CCFR YouTube channel or whatever, like I said, another channel if I choose to create one. So that's very exciting. Next thing I want to talk about real quick is yesterday there was a meeting of the Board of Health or the Health Committee or whatever in Toronto. And you guys probably saw a video that I created. It's already got 6,000 views, I think, on YouTube. And then plus we have a version of it that was uploaded to our Facebook page, the like page, right? So the Canadian Coalition for Firearm Rights. And we shared it around from there. And this video showed how Dr. Greg Mazdossi of the Doctors for Firearm Safety and Responsibility, I believe is the name. So their group is, I guess you could say, headed up by Greg Mazdossi because he's the most credible of the firearm friendly doctors. He testified at this committee, and this committee hearing was a perfect example of a kangaroo court, right? Where everybody's in on the joke except the people that aren't in on the joke. And of course, you know, everyone's behavior and their morals are on a sliding scale depending on who's sitting in front of them. So anyway, Greg Mazdossi goes there to testify because all of the anti-gun doctors were there, of course, and we know what their story is. And it's a lot of lying and a lot of misinformation. And we've exposed that. We've actually done the reading, which nobody wants to do, nor should they have to. They should be able to trust doctors, to be honest, but we've discovered that that's not true. So we had financed a report on all of their, their subterfuge. So Greg Mazdossi has massive street cred. He's an emergency room physician. He's been a physician for decades upon decades. He's an associate professor, and he was actually there at École de Polytechnique on December 6, 1989. So he goes there with pure intent to talk about the other side of the story from a doctor's perspective. And you know what happened to him? The board had all the opportunity to debate him or to question him or to have a conversation with him or even, God forbid, hear what he had to say and maybe assume that there was some value to it. So the only thing that the board was concerned about, so I guess Kristen Wong Tam, I guess her name is, the only thing she wanted to know was what Mazdossi's connections were with the gun lobby. She just wanted to throw rocks at Mazdossi. And then, of course, you have this Mike Layton character, which I found out after I made this video that you guys might have seen, the one with the banner, the yellow banner on the top and bottom, that shows, you know, how Mazdossi was treated. Such a lack of respect. Just disgusting. Mike Layton, I found out, is Jack Layton's son. And his whole line of questioning was, but who runs your website? He just wouldn't let it go. Like, but who runs the website? And then demeaning Dr. Mazdossi's group and demeaning Dr. Mazdossi. So I got it all on video. You can go to the CCFR YouTube channel. You can check it out. But the way they treated Dr. Greg was just incredible. It's shocking. And then worst of all, Najma Ahmed, right? This is the woman that ran all over the country claiming that she will not be silenced or intimidated, you know, and how outrageous it is for people not to believe doctors. She's sitting, you can see it in the video. I even zoom into it. She's sitting laughing at the way that Mazdossi is being treated, laughing about it, giggling. Talk about intimidating and silencing doctors. Yeah, you want to see how it's done? Look at the Toronto Board of Health. So anyway, I didn't mean to get you all riled up. I didn't mean to get all riled up myself, but just talking about it actually kind of gets my blood boiling a little bit. And the other thing was, the interesting thing about that meeting, you can find it actually on, if you go to YouTube, you search for Toronto City Council. I have to spell council right, which I constantly spell wrongly. But if you go there, you'll find the whole meeting. It's 3.5 hours. But all of the groups, the community groups that are intimately familiar with the problem in Toronto, all of them went up and testified and talked about the funding they need or the resources or the problem. They all know exactly what the problem is. They know how to fix it. And none of them asked for a gun ban or a ban on the sale of ammunition in Toronto. None of them. The only groups that asked for them were the actual overt anti-gun groups, like the Parents or Citizens for Danforth Victims or whatever they're called. And then, of course, Sukir and Ahmed. Those are the only people that asked for that stuff. Really interesting. Anyway, so I'm going to wrap it up for now. I'll be right back with a bit of an announcement, not as much of an announcement as you like, but a bit of an announcement about where we go from here.
Once you lose rights, it's nearly impossible to get them back. Right now, there are politicians and bureaucrats working day and night to eliminate your ability to own and use firearms in Canada. They're talking about not allowing you to keep your firearms at home and even taking away the ones you already have. It's not a joke. It's not an exaggeration. Activism is a lot of work, and most people don't have the time. But something that you can do is support the CCFR. For $40 a year, you can be a part of the hardest working firearm organization in Canada and get $5 million worth of insurance. The CCFR lobbies government and works to improve the public image of gun owners through media and educational campaigns. Protect your own ability to own and use firearms before it's too late. Go to firearmrights.ca and click Why Join. That's firearmrights.ca.
All right, I'm back. You know, I can hear my voice getting dying as we're talking, so I got to make this quick. So it's kind of an announcement that I have for you. It's kind of not. We had our board of directors meeting, our strategy meeting, after the election. I might have mentioned that in the last podcast, but I'm going to see if I can survive here. But let me tell you this: it's going to be quiet for the next month and a half at the CCFR. I mean, we're still going to do stuff. We're still finishing off the television show. We're still going to events. We're still releasing videos. You know, for us to be quiet is more action than most people see, you know, at a normal time. But anyway, for us, for our standards, we're going to be quiet because we have a tremendous amount of work to do. We have a project that we're going to launch next year, which is probably going to cost anywhere from $400,000 to $500,000. It's going to be the largest public relations project on behalf of gun owners in Canadian history. Okay, so I will tell you that. And there's going to be a big role to play for our members, our supporters, and our field officers. So if you've been sitting on the sidelines going, you know, I want to do something, I want to physically do something, don't worry. Your time is coming and it's going to be really big. And you can put as much effort as you want or as little effort as you want into it. And it's going to actually make a difference. Now, we're going to have a contest probably early next year. I know it's after Christmas, everybody's short of money, but that contest is going to fuel this project. So I wanted to do one in November. I'm not going to have time to do it. So we're not asking for anything other than for you to be a member. If you want to donate, you can do that. That's great. But I'm going to have a big ask for you next year when we need to fund this project, because it's going to be expensive and it's going to be huge. I'm telling you, it's the stuff of nightmares for people like the Coalition for Gun Control and the Spin Doctors for Protection from Guns. They have no idea what's coming. So I know I'm building it up. It's not super glamorous, but I think once I explain it to you in the new year, you're going to see how big it really is. So just wanted to mention that. So even though we're not out there, you know, kicking doors in like we were on the tour, believe me, there's a lot of work going on. And speaking of that, I need to mention a couple of things in case there's somebody out there that can help us. We are looking for a bilingual administrator. So someone that speaks fluent French and English. We need somebody that can work full time. It's an entry level position. We want that person to do translations. We want them to handle all our membership stuff, so answering the phones and all that stuff. And I'm dying here, guys. And also deal with all our membership stuff. And we need somebody that pays reasonably good, anywhere from $18 to $20 an hour, depending on the person. And we need them immediately. Also, if you know a student that wants to make extra money, or somebody that needs another full-time job to do research and other administrative tasks, doing ATIP, stuff like that, let us know. We're looking for another person to do that because we have to staff up with at least two more people for us to be able to accomplish the task that we have coming in the new year. It's going to be huge. It's going to be probably thousands of hours of work. So we need the help. So if you know anyone, they can reach out to us at info@firearmrights.ca. That's info@firearmrights.ca. Other than that, I'm gonna wind it up before my voice completely goes. I appreciate all of your support, you guys. And again, if you're not a member, consider becoming a member of the CCFR. You can do that at firearmrights.ca. Click Why Join. You can see exactly what we're up to. And if you want to donate, feel free to do that as well. You can find that you can donate there. I think there's a donate link. And yeah, again, appreciate all your support. Take care for now, and we'll see you next time.
This is another episode of the CCFR Radio Podcast. Remember, if you don't stand up for your own ability to own and use firearms, who will? Join the CCFR or donate right now at www.firearmrights.ca.